Welcome to Life Talk, a series of thought-provoking podcasts specifically developed to thoroughly enrapture, dynamically expand, and potentially enrich your life by challenging your heart. And now, here's Craig.
Filling things up. Do we realize that none of it ever lasts? Do you ever think about the fact that we're always going back for more? Have you ever thought about the reality that we do something only having to do it again? You always need more of this and more of that. There are a few things in our lives that we obtain that don't need to be obtained again at some point. It's all kind of circular. We do things and get things, knowing full well that we're going to have to do them and get them again. It never ends. Think about it. We never go to the grocery just once. We never pull into the gas station one time and call it good. We never pay our utility bills and breathe a sigh of relief thinking that that's the last time we have to do that. We never cut the grass and in doing so gather all of our friends around us to celebrate this once-in-a-lifetime event. We never sit down to a dinner and really make something big of it, realizing that this is the one and only time that we're ever going to have to do this. We never go to the furniture store and bypass the bedroom section, asking ourselves why we'd buy a bed if we're only going to use it once. We never take a shower and emerge being thankful that we never have to submit ourselves to that again. You know, what is it about this world that it never meets our needs permanently? Why is it that we have to repeatedly do things over and over and over? The refrigerator gets empty. The gas gauge in the car is always in a free fall toward that irritating E. The utility bills come every single month, every year. The grass grows as soon as we cut it. We not only have dinner, but we eat three times a day, every day. We not only have beds, but we wear them out with repeated use and have to buy new ones. And if we're wise and like our friends very much, we shower frequently. Very few things are a one-time deal or a one-shot affair. Our lives are spent repeating activities and repeatedly obtaining resources to meet our fundamental needs. Indeed, it's a never-ending cycle. And have you ever taken the time to ask why? As we've said, the oddity of life is that nothing's permanent. But taking that thought one ugly step further, not only are things not permanent, things constantly deteriorate as well. Everything's always on the fast track to falling apart. There's all this endless upkeep on any number of 1,000 things that we own. Paint peels, metal rusts, cement cracks, pipes become brittle, upholstery fades, food spoils, wood rots, it all deteriorates. Even the very bodies that we live in age and decay with the fountain of youth, being only a nice tale spun by some misty-eyed dreamer who realized that everything is permanently temporary. Robert Brunstein put it uniquely when he said, "The invention of film has given our generation the dubious advantage of watching our acting heroes deteriorate before our eyes. The very bodies that we inhabit decay right as we're living in them." Additionally, we seem to create lives that reflect our desires, whether those desires are for wealth or homes or success or security or material objects or any number of things. We're set on building them out of the temporary stuff of this world. Therefore, these things that we create and build are likewise temporary. Not only that, they're also held captive to deterioration. We can build our dreams in whatever manner that we choose to build them and lay massive foundations to sustain them, but there's something of permanence completely lacking in them. You can insure them, rust-proof them, set up trusts to sustain them, but they will deteriorate. It's as if we're trying to create something that's lasting in a world within which nothing lasts. It seems that we're trying to create something or maybe replicate something that the world simply can't sustain, causing us, therefore, to craft feeble images of something that seems to be a vision of the permanence that we seem to be created for. It's odd that we have this hunter-gatherer kind of existence to ensure the perpetuation of our own existence. No, we're not out in the woods hunting animals and gathering nuts anymore, but malls and shops and groceries and restaurants and car dealerships and internet shopping sites are deluged with people doing that very thing. The stuff that we obtain in the hunting and gathering only takes us a bit further up the road of our lives, but it doesn't have any sustaining value to it. Very few things are with us for the long haul. There's not much in this world that we can grab onto that will be there to grab onto in the distant, far-flung future of our lives. Most things serve an extremely brief role in our lives before their effects or their values are depleted, spent, and gone. And with all of that being said, could it possibly be that we were made for more? The assumption that we might consider is that we were made for another world. While this world sustains us, it only does so through great toil and incessant endeavor. It seems that the basic elements exist, but only in a form that requires us to constantly access them when we have a much more extensive need than that. Indeed, it begs the question, are we made for another world? Are we made for a world that provides us resources that have some permanence to them that matches our own? The incongruence of what this world offers and what our needs appear to be would suggest a mismatch. So, is this life just this way, or were we made for another world that isn't mismatched to our apparent needs? It's also curious that our own vision and imagination is beyond our own existence. How is it that we can visualize and create both ideas and concepts that supersede the small confines of our own existence? How is it that we can visualize something far beyond our existence if in some way, shape, or form, that existence didn't in reality exist? Gottfried Keller wrote, "A human life is a schooling for eternity." So is it possible that what this life demands of us is really training for another world, maybe an eternal world? It might well be that the growth that we need to maximize our enjoyment of an eternal world is to live in something that's not eternal, and to do so as people who are in and of themselves eternal. If we are infinite beings, is it possible that we are most dramatically and profoundly shaped by the rigors of a finite existence? And could it be that the best lessons of eternity are learned in the sweat, pain, and angst of a world that has nothing of the eternal in it except us? Is it possible, out of the loneliness of being infinite creatures in a finite world, we spend our lives trying to recreate that eternity, and that the lesson is that we can't? Well, maybe we were made for another world, an eternal world. And I would think that that is a thought worth probing.
Thank you for joining us for Life Talk. For further information or additional resources, please visit www.craiglpc.com.